blessed. How to manage offerings. Very quickly. I'm trying hard. Many pastors don't know that they lose offerings. You can prevent the loss of offerings by the following. Number one, prevent stealing of the offerings by monitoring who becomes an usher. The people who receive the offering, who are in charge of the offering, as ushers, like how they came forward, you have to monitor who becomes one of them. It's not everybody who's on your side. It's not everybody who fears God. All men don't have faith. Not all men have faith, the scripture says. So monitor who becomes an usher. Number two, keep the ushers in view at all times so that none of them is able to dip his finger into the offering bag. So if you look at the type of offering bag you have in your church, it's very easy to put your hand inside and take something. Of course, I think you say that, oh, it's God's money, God will deal with them. But God, he doesn't deal with people like you want him to deal with people. It's you who is losing money. Are you with me? So keep the ashes in view at all times so that none of them is able to dip their fingers into the offering bags. If you leave your offering bags on stage after church, it's a bad practice. As they took the money, the bags that have the money, it has disappeared. You have to come with a gun before you can find that bag. If you can. We don't allow money that has been prayed over, money that people are giving in request to a prayer, we don't allow it to just be around like that. It's sacred. It's sacred. It must be kept properly, securely, in a very, 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 very serious way. And so, learn it. It's tradition for us, Guyana, the Guyana churches. It's offering basket. The mouth is open wide. And it's so sad that sometimes when the church service is over, the treasures are not instructed to take the money away. It is on the stage whilst people are talking and children are playing. I've been to churches, I've worked hard, raised money, only to see the baskets on stage whilst the service is over. I almost took the money and put it in my car and come back with the money. I said, like the people don't want the money. Number three, ensure adequate security so that an intruder cannot steal the offerings. So we always have a security with our offering, wherever we take it to. There's always a security man. He has a gun. If you like, try. That's how we're able to have money and keep money and do the things we do. Every bill here in this complex is not less than $1 million. And the grace of God, we got GPL to give us our own transformer. They did the work from the road. They brought the post here internally. Yeah. We used to use generator. You would have been hearing it. Since the light was coming, the generator said, I can't be here anymore when light is coming. So it gave up. It gave up the ghost. He said, my spirit can't take what is coming. I didn't understand. So I was looking for a generator to rent. Then I got a call from GPL. I got a call from my foreman here that GPL is here. I said, but why didn't they tell us they were coming? Okay, it's a nice problem. So they're giving us post. We have our own transformer, 15 kV or something like that. And they're running it all the way to our office block, Makane House, at the back there. They had to do this for us for the conference. They're coming back to continue. We paid them over $1 million we paid them. The whole project was almost $3 million. And because we are going to pay light bill for them for forever and ever, they bust the thing into two. And they said, we pay half, they take half. So we give it, we just recently gave them over $1.something million. So money for us here is not a no. If you see the tiles, they are what, 32 inches by 32 inches. They are all over. The tiles are all over for the cathedral and for the office, but it's two containers came from China with this. It's a lot of money. Our final container is arriving, is it this coming weekend or something like that? It's blows. You can do some in your church also. So the offering is very important because all the monies come from this bag. If you respect it like Jesus respected the two fishes and the five loaves, it can do much. I said it can do much. So ensure adequate security so that an intruder cannot steal the offerings. Number four, prevent the loss of offerings by ensuring that two or three people count the money at the same time. Don't allow one person to count the offering in your church. They'll thief the money, you'll never know. You see, pastors, we love people and we trust people, but people cannot be trusted all the time. Yeah, it's only God we trust. Everybody else, they pay. So let two or three people count the offering. Get a document for them to write things, the amount on it, and they should all sign to the document. If you go to any financial institution, they don't make joke. Now, some of these shops, hardware stores, they used to take money over the counter. Now, when you go, they write a ticket, they say, go there. Somebody's sitting in the cage. You can't even see them. Tinted. If that unbelieving, uncircumcised Philistine is treating their money so important, you ask yourself, what about us, the people of God? Why do we not treat the offering so important? Why don't we even value the money that we put in the offering? We have had a lot of counterfeits. Over the years, we take our offerings to the bank. You'll be there, the bank will call the treasurer and say that we can't accept this money. It's counterfeit. This one is counterfeit. It's counterfeit. People put all kinds of monies in the offering bag. So make sure two or three people count their money at the same time. Now, when they are counting, don't let anybody go to the washroom and leave anybody there. If somebody is going to the washroom, all of them leave the room and lock it. The one who's going to the washroom takes the key with him. When a person comes to the washroom, we go back to the room to count. In fact, why don't you keep the key inside until you finish counting the money? Yeah, probably going to the washroom to put the money properly somewhere under your pants or something, or you're in your brassiere. Why are you counting money and you want to go and pee? It's a thief or all. Yeah. My mother used to keep money in her bosom. Stacy, are you there? Is that how you count your money? Yeah. Number five, make sure that no one is ever left alone with the money. While they are alone, they can steal the money. Money is a jombi. Is that not what they say? Money is problems. Money is jombi. I tell you, if you leave money around, Charlie, somebody who's not a thief, the fact that they see money. One day, one of our church members went to one of our pastor's house. That was in the days in Ghana where people were moving into satellite dishes in their homes. Satellite dish, like this DirecTV. So satellite dish, so you can get, you know, all channels and all of that. When the church member went to the pastor's house and saw it, he said he's never paying tithe again. Because he thinks that is the tithe that the pastor is using to buy the satellite dish. Number six. You must have a form that indicates how much money was counted for the day. You must have the paperwork to the money that is counted. Don't let them come and tell you the offering was 8,000. Sign to it. Attest to the 8,000. Two or three people. The form must be signed by at least two people.
Whatever is on this form must correspond with the bank pay-in slips. So what you do is that you count the money. So what we have is that we have something like a receipt book, fat like that, that we use for the year. So every meeting day, two or three people will take the offering bag. They'll go to a secluded place, lock themselves in there. All of them will count the money at the same time, arrange it, and then they will fill the form that there were 2 5,000s, 3 1,000s, 4 100s, like that. You tally the right amount, then the three of them, everybody signs that that is the amount they all counted. That money now, for us, and I'm teaching you, and you can learn it. If you learn it, your church will prosper. That money now is sealed in a bag and taken straight to the bank, night deposit. You don't have to go to the bank during the day. You can bank during the night. And the security escort, they go to the bank and then they deposit the money there. So the money, the amount is in the bag. The tellers at the bank will count the money whenever. Then they will confirm how much money they counted, and then we pick that slip, deposit, proof of deposit slip, we pick it the same week. The amount that the bank tellers count, and they find and they record, it must be the same as the amount our three people signed to. If what they count is more, we say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. If they write a lower figure, I have to call the three people for an interview. Because somebody's a thief. How come we counted $2,000 and then when we went to the bank says we deposited $1,500? Where is the $500? What we do is that we allow everybody to pay. The $500 should be paid by the person who went to deposit the money. Simple. We don't make joke with God's money. You go somewhere and see if the people make joke. Courts will come and carry the bread away if you don't pay. They don't make joke with their things. We are pastors. We are men of God. We are women of God. We are fulfilling our call and our purpose. Yet God's money, you don't respect. If you respect your offerings, you get rich. Amen. So keep the money, number 7, keep the money in a secure safe to ensure that the offering is not stolen after it has been counted. So in our case, we don't have to keep it. We take it and we bank it. Sometimes you need a safe. If you have a good secured office, you need a safe that thieves cannot break in, fire cannot affect. Maybe on a Sunday. So you put it in the safe with the combinations or whatever, and it's there, secured. Monday, latest Tuesday, whoever is responsible takes it because it has been signed to. So you can't reopen the bag. That now is taken to the bank and it's banked. Number 8, offerings should not be kept in the pastor's house. I want to read it again. Offerings should not be kept in the pastor's house as he will be accused of misusing the church's money. Even when the money is not in your house, they say it's church money you are stealing. How much more when after they count the offering, it goes into the pastor's vehicle and the pastor takes the money home? Ooh, the people talk your name bad. He said, and this is even also important. I just remembered something here. It is also very decent to also not the pastor or his wife have a business in the church. Should I say it again? So you have the church. The pastor's wife likes cooking. She can bake. What? What can she bake? Buns, fried pulori, chana, and Egba. And Sunday, the pastor's wife is selling these things in the church. Puri. If you want decency and you want to keep your reputation intact, outsource these things to other people. And let them pay tithe over their earnings to the church. Don't push your wife as a secret agent to collect the church people's money by selling Polori. I'll say it again. So many pastors do that. They don't see anything wrong with it. If my wife can sell Polori, it's a little money we're raising on the side to live. No, it's about money. It's not about money. If it's about money, take the offering and eat it. That's it. Don't let the wife, and some of the wives, they are very rebellious. They will not even listen to you. Before you ask, they have a table and they are selling something. And if you're a ruler, tell the girl, get out of my face. You don't sell things here. Yeah, I personally don't appreciate that. And it's good to keep your reputation intact. That people don't have the impression or don't have the mindset that the pastor and his wife, everything. And it's like that. Some churches, the restaurant is for the pastor. The wife is running the restaurant. The money is going to the pastor. So as you come to the church, you give offering. Then you also have to go and give the pastor and his wife some money at their restaurant. I'd rather employ a church member and tell a church member, prosper from the canteen. I am okay. It's God who looks after me, not the church $20 chana. No. Am I saying something? Does it make sense? If you're looking for money, please close down the church and go to Border Market and do business. Go and sell your channel right there. So just as the offering should not be kept in the pastor's house, don't also do this side pastor, his wife business. Believe God that he who has called you is faithful and he will look after you. You don't have to sell in the church to do well. You don't have to. You do not. You do not. Number 8, bank the money at the very next opportunity. In between the time you receive the money and the time you do the banking, money can be misappropriated. So bank the money at the very next opportunity. That's why we bank our money at the end of our Sunday business. There are facilities at the bank. You can deposit your... We didn't used to do that. When our money was little, it was countable. We used to go to the bank and deposit it at the teller. But you realize that sometimes the treasurers, they are working. They work somewhere. Somebody's a teacher. Somebody is this. And then in the morning, Monday, they have to go and bank the offering. Monday, they have to run to school. And then the offering is on them in school. Because they're looking for a break time to go and bank the offering. It's dangerous. These school children, they can thief the church money. Because I used to have a lady who would bank our offerings, who was a teacher. She would take us back to school with the offering inside. Yeah. I said, hey, when I check, have you banked the offering? He said, no, I'm waiting for break time. I said, so where's the offering? He said, it's my bank. I said, hey! Girl, you want to die or something? You're taking God's money to school. You're not afraid. We are not politicians. We have to look after the nation's money well. So by the grace of God, we got to a place where it is a little costly because you have to buy money bags. You have to pay for them from the bank. And then you put your money inside. All the instructions are in the bag. And you seal it. If you want to open it, you have to take a scissors or something and cut it. You can't open it again. Then we go. Then we put it. There's a part of the bank. It's a night deposit. And we go and put it there. Tomorrow morning, Monday morning, you see the tellers will come. They'll open it. They'll count our money. They they will deposit in our account, and they will send us a bank deposit slip. I'm teaching you some of the things we do. Number 10. Ensure that 100% of your offerings are banked and banked promptly. They are banked and banked promptly. Number 11, finally. I won't take another offering. I feel I should take another offering. I don't. It doesn't matter what you are thinking. Do not take out money from the offering before it is taken to the bank. Are you there? Do not take money from the offering before it is taken to the bank. This will confuse the accounts and open the door to all kinds of malpractices. So what we do normally is to make sure that just to be able to trace monies in an appropriate way, we allow all the monies to go into the bank. Because from the bank, there'll be record of it coming out also. If you do the spending outside the recording and it becomes a practice, it opens the door. Oh, we have a bill. Let's take money out of the offering and let's pay GPL. Some people just came to bring some chairs for the conference. They need some money. Take some of the offering and pay. Becomes a practice, it becomes a routine. Then you see that before the money is banked, it's already spent. Just like how some people, when your salary comes, before you even take out your tithe, the money is finished. Because there's a devourer. So the normal practice is to allow the money to go to the bank. $2,000 banked. But now, you write checks. Or you do withdrawals. You pay for light bill. You pay the light bill. You have a receipt with a withdrawal, and you keep it. You go and pay internet bill. You have a receipt from the GTNT, e-networks, whatever, with the withdrawal slip, and you save it. If there's audit, we look at what went in and what came out, and how it came out, and what it was used for. That's how we audit our things. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to increase and grow by monetary power also. So when we have money, we'll be able to do a lot of things.